history of football will never be complete without an entire volume devoted to the bad boys. These are the players who are always in the headlines for the wrong reasons, both on and off the pitch. They are the ones who assault referees, coaches, rival players, their own teammates, and even fans. The ones who like to party, the ones who do crazy things, the ones who just like to be in the news. Names like Eric Cantona, George Best, Diego Maradona, Mario Balotelli readily come to mind. Yet the one thing all these players have in common is that they are all undeniably very talented. And here in Nigeria, the name of Bolahan Fuad Salami stands out in such company. An excellent striker with a fearsome goal-scoring record, Bolahan has also been in the news in times past for the wrong reasons. But you can never keep a good man down, and he is determined to change all that for good. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be talking to the Nigerian Balotelli, Bolahan Salami, on his interesting news-making career so far. We'll also bring you World Football Watch, as well as sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Koiki. Let's take a very short break and we'll be right back. Nigerian football has had its own share of bad boy footballers. Players like Etim Essien, Tarila Okorowanta, Junior Osagi, and others. And the current king is Bolahan Salami, an undeniably talented striker who is a major part of the Super Eagles. Bolahan has made the headlines in the press both for his goal-scoring ability as well as for other not-so-nice reasons. But after getting married recently, the player has calmed down somewhat and is now concentrating on making only positive news. We caught up with the Nigerian Balotelli and Warriors striker recently at an event, and he was surprisingly quite nice. Bolahan, thank you for chatting with us. You seem to have calmed down a lot these days. No more negative news, no more screaming headlines. It's all about the football for you. What has changed?
I think my hard working. I still thank God. The thing God is put to me, and I thank my wife, lovely wife. I still love my wife so much, encourage me so much.
Yeah, that's right. Congratulations on getting married. So, is your wife the reason for the new improved behavior and red hot goal scoring form?
Yeah, I think the way I'm doing because of my, I say it's God first and my wife second. You need to know the whom I want to marry and the encouragement of your wife. I think my wife encouraged me so much to calm down, and I think if I'm doing something wrong, if my wife can talk to me very well, I need to calm myself down. That's why I raised my game this season, and I believe, you know, I just come back from Serbia, and I need to encourage myself to be there back.
On the pitch, you always play at 150%, feisty, combative, competitive, yet you have this reputation for being a troublesome player. You're even known as the Nigerian Balotelli. Why do you think people view you this way?
Yeah, I think I need to encourage my job. That's also, if I'm doing my work, I can do anything I want. Anything I can do, I can do because of my work. But after the game, I'm a normal person in the outside. But people don't know me. People think the way I'm behaving on the pitch, that's why I'm behaving in the outside. It's not like that at all.
You had a great game against Chad in the AFCON 2017 qualifier 2 weeks ago, and you ran to the bench, and when you scored, you ran to the bench to celebrate with Coach Stephen Keshi. You have a very good relationship with him, I believe.
I think the coach very encouraged me so much. People talk a lot. I'm a very stubborn boy, I'm a very stubborn player, and I think the coach still believe me, and I still can encourage a young boy like me and a home-based player. That's why I need to appreciate the work he's doing for me. That's why I need to run with him and celebrate the goal with him. That's all.
Well, Bolahan, you're without doubt one of the biggest stars in Nigerian football, yet you're still playing in the Nigerian Premier League. And I remember your move to Mamelodi Sundowns in South Africa collapsed, and recently your move to former European champions Red Star Belgrade of Serbia also collapsed, even after you had been officially unveiled. What happened in that deal?
I think a lot of things happened in the club. The club don't have the money, and secondly, they don't want to pay for my paper in Nigeria to claim in Nigeria for my ATTs. But I think that's the big one. That one is gone already. I need to work hard again to be in another club in Europe. That's why I'm working hard, and I believe myself. You know, it's not easy for me to come back from Europe to Nigeria to come and play in the Nigerian league. That's why I need to encourage myself to score a lot of goals in league.
Well, the press is filled with rumors of your imminent move to either Germany, Israel, or France. So where are you moving to?
I think I don't want to rush myself, because I rush myself to go to Serbia, and that's the bad for me. You know, it's not good at all to rush a player, to rush yourself to, because I want to travel, you want to travel. You need to calm yourself down. A club to come and look for you. Don't maybe like me, I want to go and look for a club. It's not good for me. I'm a national team player. I need to calm myself down, and I think I'm waiting for the time to come. And I think this time already is coming already. Let me just try a month to play the game. That's all.
Finally, Gmolan, you have 5 goals in the Nigerian Premier League already this season. Are you setting a target for yourself? Probably to break Mfon Udo's 23 goal record?
I think I don't want to say maybe I'll score 20 goals or 25 goals. Let me just play the game to encourage myself for the game. And you still have a game on Sunday. I think I'll try my best to go on Sunday, because my club believe me what I can do for them, and my fans and the supporters on the world roof. And that's not a problem for me now. I need to concentrate for the game and for the national team. No, maybe because I score a goal, one goal, that one is going to my head. I need to work hard again.
And now you know that to tame a bad boy, just get him a good wife. That was Warri Wolves and Super Eagle striker, the man known as the Nigerian Balotelli, Gbolahan Salami. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Ikwe, wishing you all a fabulous evening and asking you to believe that the planet is listening.